Watson Football Pro Camp. Visit WatsonCamp.com today.
No rules, just out of bounds on 105.5 The Roar.
We're on a quest.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Hour two, out of bounds. William Quagamus, John Hyde. We talked about Zion, and look, I think those numbers are clear. I think those numbers are clear. If you're annoyed at Zion, be mad at yourself. I mean, not you specifically, but, you know, generally speaking, be mad at people. Because if Duke games weren't up 30% from last year, they wouldn't show him picking his nose on the bench. They'd show you the whole game. They wouldn't do a heavy breathing infomercial about his shoe manufacturing and the upcoming 30 for 30 docuseries entitled Zion Williamson, November to February, Duke legend. I mean, like that, this is going to be, I mean, they'd have you believe it's the greatest 6-month tenure of any athlete in the history of sports because that's what people are watching.
Yeah. I mean, you've convinced me to just, you know, you said, be mad at myself.
Texter, look, Matt on the Health Air text line 96156 says, ESPN on Facebook basically ran a social media campaign for Zion. They run into businesses just like these other companies. ESPN is not neutral and becoming a problem just like everything else. Nobody is neutral.
Neutral doesn't exist in 2019.
No one is neutral. There's no such thing as non-biased. There's no such thing as neutral. They put on the screens what people are watching, and they promote what people will watch. There's no reason to promote something nobody's going to watch.
Makes sense.
If people are watching Zion Williamson, which they are, because Duke games are way up, 5 of the top 6. I think I saw 6 of the top 8 games as well on ESPN were Duke games. Then it should not be surprising that people promoted the heck out of Duke. Now, it's also true that they promoted the heck out of Zion before he got there, so it could be a self-fulfilling prophecy. I don't want to get really into that. Text from the 864 says, personally, I only watched the game last night to see Zion.
I mean, I did too.
Right?
I did. It's just, I also kind of watched because I got on Twitter and saw the reaction of everyone talking about how ridiculous this is. And I was like, well, I didn't check this out.
Look,
but it worked.
I know it's ridiculous. And we've got Kelly Gramlich coming up because this is her show too. And she's doing big things this week. And I want to get her thoughts on it because it bothers me too. But it doesn't bother me enough to say that ESPN can't do this or shouldn't do this. They should if people are watching it. I'm not going to blame ESPN for putting things on TV that people are watching. They can only use the data. Let's go to Rick in Brevard, who's up with us next. What's up, Rick?
Oh, love to listen to the show.
Thank you, sir.
I guess my point on the Zion Williams thing, it's to me, it's like comparing Zion Williams and Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is the number one thing you hear in college football. Why can't he go pro now? Why can't he do this now? He's the best there is. And it's just fun to watch the best players. And I think that's the reason Zion seems to be the best athlete basketball player we've had in a long time. And just like Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback I've seen come through, in my view, in years. So that's the reason he's on the front page in the front of the news every day almost.
Look, I think you're right. I think you're right. I've said that I think because of the media time that we live in, Rick, and I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. I think that because of the media time we live in, because of the marketability of individuals,
right,
that Zion Williamson is the most important college basketball player for the sport ever in history. I just think that's true.
I'd agree with that. Absolutely. 100%. He moves the needle. He gets people like me. Who are, you know, sometimes if your team's not in it, you know, sometimes at the end of the day, I'm not going to watch a game just for the sake of watching the game. I might watch something else just try to unwind, you know, but it brought me in. I get it. I just, it's a little excessive, but when you present the numbers, it makes a ton of sense. I get it.
Let's go to Kelly now, who's on hold. We got Zeke on hold too. Appreciate your patience, Zeke, while we get Kelly, and he's very busy with ESPN3. And doing a Big South women's tournament, and now gets a chance to talk about Zion. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kwok. How's it going?
Great. I'm going to do this just for you because this hour is brought to you by your car, a Toyota of Easley. We believe that if all things are equal, oh, yeah, you'll want to buy your best vehicle, your next vehicle from a dealer with a proven track record of customer service before, during, and after the sale. every single member of that team is service oriented. We love that. They're experienced certified sales associates, the Toyota certified service technicians, management staff, any owners on site daily. We love those folks there. They give away $1,000 on occasion. We love this too. They're all committed to a common goal of customer satisfaction. Nothing takes place of courtesy at Toyota of Easley. They've won the President's Award 26 times. You want to know why? Go by and see them at Toyota of Easley, obviously in Easley. How are you?
I thought for a second you were going to have me do a live read on this phone call.
I thought about it.
And I thought, yikes, I don't have my copy.
Right. I thought about it. I considered it, but it seemed like a poor idea. How's the Big South Women's Tournament?
The Big South Women's Tournament has been great so far. We had two games yesterday. I'm up here in Radford. Southern Virginia is interesting. There's not much going on here, but I'll tell you this. Radford is beautiful. That campus is really pretty. The mountains right behind it and a nice arena that we're in. Two games yesterday. I have a lot more respect now for people that do these tournaments and do back-to-back games. It can be tough, especially when they're late, but we had a great time, and then we've got the semis tonight, Radford and UNC Asheville. And we'll see, Kwok, if Asheville wins, I get to drive back and do the game in Asheville. So I'm low-key, maybe possibly rooting for the Bulldogs and UNC Asheville, but I just want to see a great game.
Oh, boy. And there you go. You're just like ESPN, just like all the ESPN people. You have rooting interests, and you're biased. You're totally biased. Did you hear any of the... Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yes, I've heard. I've been listening. I've got nothing else to do. I've been listening to a little Out of Bounds this morning. Y'all some haters. And, Kwok, not necessarily you, not necessarily you, John, because you seem to be okay with it somewhat, but are we seriously complaining about greatness? Are we complaining about the greatest college basketball player that we've seen in the modern era, maybe besides Kevin Durant in terms of one and done? This guy is so much fun to watch. I don't care if Duke follows him day and night to the bathroom when he's sleeping, whatever it is. I want to see it because he's a spectacle and he's ridiculous, and I really don't have a problem with it.
I do love the – and look, I understand the bias and all that stuff. Duke games are up 30%. That means people are watching Zion. Whether Duke made that happen or not, we'll never know. Whether Duke's promotion of him – before the season started and went before he got to campus, all that stuff. And they obviously knew something because they put all their games on TV. So, honestly, you can't even say it's because they only showed four games. All their games are on ESPN.
Let's be clear. That's already how it was. That is literally already how it was. Maybe the exception was, that Duke-Boston College game or Duke-Miami game. Those games might have been on Raycom instead of ESPN. But let's not pretend this is the first time ESPN has shown basically every Duke game of the season. That kind of happens every year. But they obviously have some added, an added reason to do so. And did you guys mention the TV series, the behind-the-scenes series on ESPN Plus that Duke did about Zion and about Duke, or that ESPN did, excuse me, about that program called The Brotherhood, of course. They did that before the season. So, of course, they have a vested interest. They made a TV series about them and put it on one of their platforms. I don't even think they're trying to hide it anymore, really, because people watch, and that's all that they care about.
We did get a texture that said, did Kelly just say if Zion went to the bathroom, she wants to see it? I think you did. I think you did just admit that on
that
here. So you want to clarify that a little bit?
Extra. No, I don't want to see that. I don't. I was just trying to emphasize that ESPN would probably do that. They'd follow him everywhere. Now, there are some things that should stay off limits. I agree with you, texture.
Anyway, visiting with Kelly Gramlich of ESPN3 and also occasionally Out of Bounds, where she does a show with me daily here on WCCP.
Don't say that. Come on. Right? Kelly Gramlich of Out of Bounds.
I know. Who also works for ESPN3. I get it. For the Big South Women's Tournament this weekend. We've talked about this I don't want to sound like a sunshine pumper. I just want to tell people the truth. And the truth is that when Texas has 16 losses, the truth is that when St. John's loses by 30 to a like team in the tournament, the truth is when Georgetown loses and when Clemson's primary competition is like basically mid-majors and perhaps Ohio State, Indiana, who's got a million losses too. I mean, am I a crazy person for thinking that today there is a way for Clemson to at least keep themselves in the conversation for a while in the room on Sunday?
There's a chance. There's a chance. Clemson is not completely and utterly out. We've seen teams in that first four out get in. Lenardi is not on the committee. He is not deciding this. He's just projecting. So Is there a chance? Sure. I think it's a little bit of a smaller chance than you. I think you were saying, what, 35, 40%, something like that?
Yes.
I mean, I think it's down to 10 or 15%, just a slim, slim chance. It was really a problem when Gonzaga lost. That was not good for Clemson at all. We'll see what happens in the Pac-12. Arizona State, they lost. Wait, what happened to Arizona State? Did they win, Clark?
They beat UCLA yesterday. They play
tonight. Okay, which is
tonight.
Not good, because
no.
If they had lost, they probably would have been knocked out of that consideration. So is there a chance? Of course, there's a chance. But I firmly believe you had to beat NC State to make it happen. And you know, am I completely and utterly bummed that I missed that show yesterday post NC State Clemson? I got to tell you, Clock, I am not, because I'm sure that show was interesting to say the least. What was the overall sentiment from the listeners yesterday about that game?
You know, as we've seen over time, I think all the anger gets out from 6 to 12 and people are a little more rational.
That's good.
But it was still a lot of frustration, and we basically started the show yesterday saying you don't have to choose which reason Clemson lost. You could just say they all were reasons and just leave it there and just be mad about it. And so I think that disarmed people a little bit yesterday. But yeah, we missed you in here, but Zach and I had a good old time yesterday. It was fun.
Well, good. I listened to a little bit, but I also was having to do some other stuff. I'll tell you one thing, though, Clock. I am utterly depressed that I am not there to talk with you about Georgia Tech, because, oh, man.
That's my next question.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer bunch. That is just hilarious to cheat so dang hard. And first of all, to not get the player that you paid for to go to a strip club and gave him cash. And then to just perennially underachieve under Josh Pastner. Georgia Tech, what are you doing, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, when you're taking, reportedly Wendell Carter goes out to a strip club, gets $300, like hanging out with Jarrett Jack, and Josh Okogie gets benefits, and these guys, Josh Pastner actually said in his press conference yesterday, or 2 days ago, whenever they lost because they were down 20 and a half, which, by the way, you can't get down 20 and a half either. That's another thing you can't do, but NC State somehow did and won.
You also shouldn't lose to Notre Dame in the first round of the ACC tournament.
That's true.
Notre Dame was what, eight players dressed out?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, they were like half staff, basically. But Pastner said in a press conference that he thought that if Josh Okogie's on a team, they'd be in the NCAA tournament. So he's already living in delusion.
Well, yeah, because he'd be getting free flights and he'd be taken care of with all of those benefits, and he'd be really motivated to play with Josh Okogie. Sorry, Josh Pastner, that's not how it works.
Have you seen the video of Pastner on his phone last night? Did you see this?
No.
Okay.
That sounds very interesting.
Go on Twitter. There are people, like Josh Pastner's in the crowd watching games. He's just in the crowd, like sitting beside fans. And he just all of a sudden gets on his phone. And it's about the time the AJC, Ken Segura, breaks the news that Georgia Tech has been notified by the NCAA that they're in violation, some major, like, level one violations. And he's, like, on the phone with people. He's texting people. He's just carrying on a conversation in the arena. And there's people on my guy Ben Swain, my dude guy. He's like, brother, get out of the arena. Do not stay in here. People are filming you and watching you do this. You have to go to a private space and make these phone calls trying to figure out what people know and when it happens. And it, like, people are just killing him. People are roasting the guy because he's just trying to be a fan of this game. And then his school is found in violation with not only one of his assistants, but also the friend, I use friend in gigantic air quotes, the guy who he and his wife, like, committed fraud, and he got close to Pastner and then turned on and flipped on him and tried to tell all right before he got arrested or whatever. Like, what a weird way to have a losing record at Georgia Tech, right?
The first thing I see when I type Pastner into Twitter is a picture of him on the phone with his hand over his mouth, basically in shock is what it looks like. I don't know how you could be shocked, because how could you not know about all these things happening? You're Josh Pastner. This is kind of on.
Assistants are going rogue like this. The nerve of them to do stuff.
Speaking of that, I have a thought on LSU, and then I can let you guys get back to Out of Bounds on this Friday.
Okay.
You guys were talking about LSU earlier, and they're going to let Smart play, which, you know, because he talked with LSU, and he was, you know, cooperative. They're going to let him play. Will Wade still is not able to coach, even though he really thinks he should because he loves LSU so much. Here's the thing. They're going to let him play because there's money to be made. Even if they have to forfeit these games, does that really matter if they make a Final Four and they get to benefit and make revenue off of that? I still think the biggest thing that we don't do when we punish these people, when they commit, I mean, some of these are crimes, but violations, all these things, you can take the win, but take the money. Take the revenue that they make. Because if you take the wins, that's fine. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really hurt. Hit them where it's going to hurt. Take the money and take the revenue. And we'll see if the NCAA eventually does that with LSU, because if they make a Final Four, they think they can, obviously. And that could be a huge deal and a huge moneymaker for their program.
You know, you're so right. We talked about it being basically like, who cares whether you win or lose? If the win's going to be taken away anyway, you'd rather just go ahead and win instead of just losing and be out.
Right.
Like, you'd rather have the experience.
Exactly.
But you're right about the revenue.
And the cash.
We got to start taking revenue away. There's no doubt. Also, like, what? Once again, we're asked to believe that in typical Cam Newton fashion, that when the offer wasn't strong enough, he accepted a weaker offer of $0.
Right.
I mean, are we kidding me? Like we act like this is not on tape or this is all reported as paraphrase. These are actual recorded conversations of Will Wade saying he made a strong blank offer to this guy, to the third party who didn't like that the kid and his mom were getting more. And yet LSU's going, you know what? We see no reason. we see reason to suspend Will Wade, but we don't see reason to keep the kid out. That seems like a legitimate double standard. Also, you're talking about money to be made. There's money to be saved if they go ahead and keep Will Wade out and try to fire him with cause. If you let him come back,
yep,
then that probably muddies the water there too.
That's exactly right. And speaking of, seeing an offer on the table and then going somewhere else for a lesser offer, what about Wendell Carter? He's at Georgia Tech. He's receiving benefits. He's doing all these things, and he just chooses Duke out of the goodness of his heart. It's kind of similar to the Zion situation with Kansas.
I would agree. And if the NCAA finds this, which is a little different than the Zion situation, because that wasn't really NCAA. Those were more insinuations.
Yeah.
If the NCAA is saying Wendell Carter was offered $300 and taken to a strip club with Jarrett Jack in violation of NCAA rules, like level 1 violation NCAA rules, then he is an ineligible athlete when he goes to participate at Duke. And then we'll see if the NCAA any cojones about what they're going to do with the brotherhood there. Is the brotherhood going to lose a brother? I mean, that's basically what they're going to do. They're going to try to wipe Wendell Carter's 6-month reign atop the Duke brotherhood. They're going to take that from the record books.
Wasn't his mom also the one that thought he was being treated very unfairly and, you know, tried to compare student-athletes to slavery and all that stuff? Wasn't that her?
That is correct, yes. That's correct.
Just a whole big fat mess.
Yeah, I don't know that slaves are going to strip clubs. I don't know that was happening. I mean, just throwing that out there.
Well, on that note.
Yeah, hey, that's a great way to exit. Kelly, I appreciate you joining us for a few minutes. Get back to work with the Big South. I know they're glad to have you up there. Radford, best of luck with a great call tonight in the Big South Women's Tournament.
Thank you, Quack. And I just want to say I very much appreciate you. You know this, but you understanding that I'm doing this tournament and you're holding down the fort. And I very much appreciate Zach and John for filling in. They both have done a great job.
Absolutely. Take care, okay? Get
See
back in that
later.
RAV4. Get the RAV4 back here safely, okay?
Nothing better than a Toyota.
All right.
See y'all.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Gramlich, DJ K Grams, join us on the program. That's really nice.
That's kind of her.
That's
very
nice.
Kind of her.
Zeke, I'm sure he has some thoughts on Zion. He's going to join us after this. Stay with us.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get 4 tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takeuchi compact equipment at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takeuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks. Any condition. LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle. We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV. We handle the paperwork and you get paid. It's that easy. Call today, 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277. Not running? LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you. Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
The first weekend of the NCAA tournament is the greatest betting event of the year. Whether you like filling out a bracket, picking a national champion, predicting first round upsets, or all of the above, MyBookie is the perfect home for your March Madness fun. Will Zion Williamson and his teammates cement their legacy at Duke with a title? Can Virginia get past its loss to a 16 seed last year? And can Kentucky get back to the Final Four? If you know the answers, or even if you don't, MyBookie is the place to get in on the action. They have something for everyone, even you. You multiple bracket guy, MyBookie has been in business for years. Their goal is to give you the best customer service in the business. And the best part is, they pay out fast when you win. I'm talking 48 hours. Bet with the best. Then kick back and enjoy March Madness while you watch your picks cash in. Deposit with MyBookie today with promo code RADIO for a 50% sign-up bonus. That's promo code RADIO. With MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid.
No rules, just out of bounds on 105.5 The Roar.
I'm sorry, I'm still passive-aggressively ignoring you.
Now, back to Kwok and Kelly.
Text from the 815 brings up a good point about the Georgia Texans. What's the $300 all in $1 bills?
That's a great point.
And what it sounds like happened is Jarrett Jack gave Wendell Carter $300.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Because it wasn't a coach. It wasn't LeBarry. He was there with the current player and a prospect who is ostensibly Wendell Carter. And, I might be wrong about that. I think that's what happened there. What the heck, Georgia Tech? Unbelievable. Our man Zeke is up with us next. 654-ROAR is the number on the North Communication phone lines. What's up, Zeke?
What's up, Quark?
Oh, we're doing great, man. Hope you're doing well.
Well, did you just get the press release from ESPN?
What's that?
Yeah, Carolina just, they canceled. They're not going to show up. you know. With Superman playing tonight, there's just no reason to show up. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell Gonzaga, Kentucky, all those schools, just let's give Duke the trophy. With Zion back. You know what's funny is looking at the game, and I'm sort of like Kelly. I don't mind the Zion hype. I mean, it's this guy's a freak athlete, and, you know, does ESPN overdo it? Yeah, maybe, but you know what? Like you said, Qual, proof's in the pudding. They're making money off of him. People are watching, and people are doing it. I would disagree with one thing Kelly said, though, if she's still listening, is I'll tell you guys' name that's pretty impressive as a freak athlete that put a ring on his finger was Anthony Davis, one of them in Kentucky.
He came
6'11", his shot blocking, his on the glasses, then he started hitting the outside jumpers, and, you know, he just changed his Final Four with his defense and shot blocking. And of course, you know, again, he's a generational player, as I think Zion can be also a generational player. But thinking more about the game tonight, Qual, guys, I know a lot of people, I think the spread is 3.5, which is about what I figured.
Yeah.
I think North Carolina is playing some of their, if not their best basketball. I think they are playing their best basketball. I think some guys have really grown in their roles this year. But I think this game comes down to a couple things, and I'm going to just get your thoughts on it. One is outside shooting for both teams. If North Carolina is shooting well from threes, they're a really tough out. And Duke doesn't shoot well from three. So if those roles reverse and we're not knocking down shots, and they are, that makes it much more difficult to beat Duke. But for North Carolina, you've only got to guard two players. You got to guard Cam Reddish and Trey Jones. And let me tell you why I say that. Let Zion get 30 and let RJ get 25. That's 55. That's not enough to beat North Carolina. Because all those other guys, the Jack Whites, the Alex O'Connells, they're not going to do anything. So what you can't let happen is if you look at their team, Walt, you can't let three go off on you. Two are going to get, you know, get theirs. So you don't want that third. What you don't want is then Cam Reddish throws in 20 also on you. Or Trey Jones pops in 18. And that's what'll do you in. So, you know, I look to see Nazir Little on the court. I think Carolina goes small a lot more tonight. At 6'8", Luke can guard whatever that number 12's name is. He doesn't do a whole lot. But, you know, he can guard him easier than Bolden. And I think you're going to see Carolina go small more and put Little on Zion Williamson with his strength and his length and his athleticism. Keep Kenny Williams and R.J. Barrett. Keep Cam on Cam. And, again, we'll see how Trey Jones does against Cole. I thought Toby White definitely put on about a five-minute stretch where he was unguardable in the last game. And he's definitely playing his best basketball. So, you know, I think it'll be a fun game. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right, Zeke. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Absolutely. I don't disagree with any of that. From a stylistic standpoint, it's hard to say what the game plan is going to be for North Carolina because they've done it two different ways. The home game, they made 12 threes, and they beat Duke without Zion. Now, to be fair, they played Duke twice without Zion and beat them both times.
Correct.
But they did a good job at home making threes. They shot 12 of 31 from three. In a game in Cameron, when Zion went out, they made 36 twos. They were 36 of 55 from two and just 2 of 20 from three. So they've done it different ways. They got to the rim against Duke and Cameron. That was a little bit of the culture shock game with Zion out. And then at home, they were able to get open threes. Here's another thing for Duke. The three highest number of three-point attempts in a game for Duke this season have come against Syracuse, 9 for 43, back on January 14 without two players. Okay. But that was when Barrett was jacking up threes like crazy, and I think Jack White was like 0 for 10 that game or something from three.
Mm-hmm.
39 threes in the game against North Carolina. 32 threes in a game against North Carolina. Most threes they put up in a game, those are the three. They lost them all. Against North Carolina, Duke this year is 16 of 71 from three.
Mm.
16 of 71.
Wow.
That is remarkable. That is, I'm trying to think percentage-wise, that's like 22% or something.
Not great.
It's really not good. From two-point range, they're better, but they've only taken 74 twos. 74 twos, 71 threes. This is a team, mind you, we just said, bottom 30 of the country in three-point shooting.
Right.
They're not going to make a high number of threes.
Which is shocking for a Duke team.
But they're shooting almost half their shots against North Carolina from three. If North Carolina can guard Duke that way, then I think they can win again. The problem is going to be, and Syracuse found this difficult last night, even when Duke takes a three, Zion's there to get the rebound. Zion can get the ball at the high post and make something happen. He can get the ball on the block and make something happen. He makes Duke a more two-point oriented team. without Zion on the floor, if you can get him in foul trouble, however you can get him out of the game tonight,
mm-hmm.
if they can get him, if they can make them play without him, then I think they'll be able to exploit that. They've done it twice. It's doing the same stuff. And Duke, listen, you would think that a well-coached team of veterans will be able to absorb, this is what we didn't do, this is what we need to do next time.
Right.
RJ Barrett's a chucker. Cam Reddish is a chucker. These guys are volume share. I mean, look at what they did, the two games against North Carolina. Again, this is without Zion Williamson. RJ Barrett, 11 of 22 from the floor, 3 of 11 from 3. Cam Reddish, 6 of 11, oh, I'm sorry, 10 for 23 from the floor, 4 of 12 from 3. That's not too bad in the first two games. But that's still, I mean, Barrett, they scored 60 points combined on 45 shots. That's really not too bad, but nobody else did anything, right? I mean, everybody else was terrible. The rest of the team combined made 3 shots the whole game. They were all Javon Delorier. 3 players made shots for Duke in that first game against North Carolina. Meanwhile, North Carolina spread the wealth out. They had 3 in double figures, and they scored 88 points. In the second meeting between those two teams, you look at what those two guys did, Barrett and Reddish. Barrett had 26 points on 27 shots. He was 10 of 27 from the floor. 4 of 11 from 3. Reddish, 23 points on 23 shots. 6 of 23 from the floor, 3 of 12 from 3. He got to the line a little more than Barrett in the second game. Barrett got to the line a little more in the first game. The reality is those guys are not efficient scorers.
Right.
But against North Carolina, in these high-octane games, particularly if the game is being played at a high tempo and North Carolina is able to get back on defense, which we know they do pretty well. They Correct. Get back on defense pretty well. If they're able to stop Duke from getting 2-on-1 runouts, which Syracuse wasn't able to do yesterday, if they're able to hold on to the ball in live ball situation, not turn it over and give runouts, then Duke is going to settle for threes. In its half-court sets, Duke is way, way, way too willing to just jack up a three right. late in the clock, or even early in the clock, midway in the clock. It doesn't even have to be late in the clock. It's Zion in the middle, or it's Barrett or Reddish. Basically, a contested three or something. They're just way they shoot too many threes to be able to be a horrible shooting team. They just shoot too many threes, particularly in this matchup with North Carolina. If North Carolina does what they did last time from three, they'll win. If they do what they did the first game, I don't think they'll win with Zion on the floor. They got to be able to make 10 threes. I think if North Carolina makes 10 threes, if Duke takes 30 threes, North Carolina wins. Okay. I honestly, I don't think anything else matters. If North Carolina makes 10 threes, Duke attempts 30 threes. Unless some out-of-body experience happens where it takes North Carolina 53s to make 10 and Duke goes 15 for 30. I think that those are the two things. We could talk about all the stuff we want. We could talk about Zion if we want to. Zion certainly is going to be an X factor in the game. But if Duke is still willing to shoot 35, 39, 3, I mean, if we're in that range, then the game's over. North Carolina is going to win because the game is being played on their terms.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Duke last night, this is a perfect example, and we'll go to the phones. Duke last night attempted 23 threes. They were 7 of 23 against Syracuse. This is what they've done in recent wins. 7 of 22 against Wake. 6 of 17 against 6 of 17 against Miami. 9 of 29 against Syracuse. 3 of 16 against NC State. 7 of 28 against Louisville. When they have attempted 30 or more threes this year, they have only won twice. November 11th against Army, and December 1st against Stetson.
Interesting.
That's it. They're 2-3 when they attempt 30 or more threes, and two of those games came against North Carolina. 30 or more threes, they win. That's it.
That's crazy.
North Carolina wins, I should say. Kevin in Greenville's up with us next. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, man? Hope you guys are having a good day like I am.
Absolutely.
Hey, I got a couple of comments. One is on the tripping incident last night involving...
Oh, yeah, we
hadn't
even got to that.
What a dirty Northeast. I'm sorry to say it, but that is so uncalled for, and the coach should suspend the player for a down-on game, much less wait on the NCAA. I mean, it was awful.
It was a dirty play. It was a dirty play. There is a bit of karmic energy being thrown at Duke after Grayson Allen played for 4 years there putting people in body bags by sticking a leg out. So, I understand from a basketball standpoint. Look, Kevin, from a basketball standpoint, I agree with you 100%. Dirty play. The guy should sit. He should not play whatsoever. That's dirty. That's dangerous. But we also heard Coach K say that Grayson Allen was maturing as a player when he was tripping guys. Multiple guys over multiple teams. He's maturing. He's an immature player. He just wants to win so much, and he's so committed to win. I mean, we heard all this stuff about Grayson Allen to defend his behavior, but then when the shoe's on the other foot, all of a sudden they're so outraged. And I just think we ought to figure out what we believe about tripping and not tripping if we're Duke, instead of trying to have a double standard. To be fair, I think a lot of folks at work, exactly right.
He'll always be remembered as a tripping guy at Duke, no matter where he goes in his career. My first thought is he's a tripper.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, look, that's his legacy. There's no question about that. And again, it's not fair to Zion Williamson to equate the two, because Zion Williamson doesn't deserve to be tripped because Grayson Allen tripped people. I just think it's real funny that, like, Jay Williams is on talking all outraged. This is outrageous, and people should be ashamed of it. There's no place for this in the game, blah, blah, blah. And TMZ's got him on camera 2 years ago talking about how, you know what, I'm glad Grayson Allen's doing it. I'm glad he's trying to be the villain. You know, I mean, come on, give me a break with that. Either we're for tripping or we're against tripping, but let's not just do an about face when the shoe's on the other foot.
I did hear Jay Williams' comments, and what an overreaction. I mean, you would have think he was the one that got tripped out there on the floor.
Yes. I mean, just so holier than that. Right.
He was. And, you know, I want to hit on the LSU coach being suspended right now. And, you know, it seems that if I was LSU, I would distance myself from him right away, because this seems it's going to really affect their recruiting process if they don't get rid of him right away.
Look, I'm not sure that it will, Kevin. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Okay. I don't know that it's going to affect the recruiting process necessarily. I don't think that stuff has long-term residual effects.
No, I don't either.
I don't think so. I think we would like for that to be the case. I don't see that as the case.
No, I like your point, though, about it being karma. Like, don't trip Zion. You know, he's great out there. But a little karma never hurt anybody.
We got Nick and Mo on the other side. Before we go, I want to tell you about Lightstream. The average interest rate on credit card debt is over 18% APR. Have you looked at your interest rate lately? If you have, then probably your eyes are popping out of your head like a Looney Tunes character. If not, then just take our word for it. Lightstream gives you a better deal. You can refinance at high interest credit card balance. You can save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with auto pay, so the rate's fixed. It's never going up. It's never budging. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees attached. You can get your money as soon as the day you apply. When you got good credit, you deserve great service, a low interest, fixed rate loan from Lightstream. That's lending uncomplicated. This is a great website. It's a great process. Look, credit card debt piles up, and it's icky, and it just sits. Lightstream, with an easy process online, is going to help you fix it. I would encourage you to do this. You want to save even more? Our listeners get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get it, go to lightstream.com/OOB. That's lightstream.com/OOB. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. Offer subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/OOB for more information. Hour two continues. We'll go back to the phones. Nick and Mo coming up next.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter, co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7. Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger Update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Clemson baseball will start a three-game series against the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame tonight. The series will continue Saturday and Sunday. Game times are 6 o'clock tonight, 3 p.m. on Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday. The Fighting Irish come in 6-9 overall, but 2-1 in the ACC as last weekend they took 2 of 3 on the road at Wake Forest. Our Clemson Tigers, ranked number 12 in the country, are now 13-3 and 3-0 in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Clemson has won their last 5 games in a row as they downed number 11 Coastal Carolina 8-5 back on Wednesday night. That for the Tigers was their 4th win in a row against a ranked opponent. Of course, last weekend they swept then number 3 North Carolina by scores of 3-2, 17-3. And 5-4. Notre Dame is led by ninth-year head coach Mick Aoki, and the Fighting Irish fell at Western Carolina 16-9 back on Wednesday. They're hitting at a .255 clip, have a .644 ERA, and are fielding at a .691 fielding percentage. Eric Gildenbach is the leading batter, batting at .271 with 5 home runs and 19 RBIs. And our report brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union.
It's daylight savings time, and that means big savings for you at Kraft Stove Store and Patio. Save 20% off all in-stock and special order patio furniture from names like Tropitone, Summer Classics, Lloyd Flanders, and more. It's time to get out and grill with savings on Weber, Big Green Egg, Broilmaster, and much more. Shop and save today on our already low prices. It's all at
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
If you want a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, there's only one place to get your car, SUV, or truck serviced. That's First Class HALT. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they do, and they do it well. And they back it up with some of the best warranties in the upstate. Be sure to check them out online. The latest specials can be found at firstclasshalt.com. That's firstclasshalt.com. Or visit them in Greenville at 1304 Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class HALT.
When you need catering, you need Your Pie of Clemson. That's right, Your Pie now offers catering with new menu items that include fresh baked pasta like cheesy Alfredo, meatball marinara, and pesto chicken. Delicious panini platters like the Italian, turkey club, ham and cheese, fresh Caesar, Greek, and caprese salads. And all your favorite fresh mouth-watering pizzas, plus chips, brownies, drinks, and more. Place your order today. 643-4180. Your Pie of Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
With 11 different apartment communities in the Clemson area, Burton Properties wants you to know there are apartments ready for lease. In the Heritage at Riverwood and Heritage Point, they have units available for any size you need, and they are also reserving for the fall. Please visit their website at clemsonapartments.com. That's clemsonapartments.com. Or call 653-7717 or 654-1130. Burton Properties is family-owned and operated, and their family looks forward to serving you.
It's Out of Bounds on 105.5 The Roar.
People be crazy.
People be crazy.
People be cray-cray.
Now, back to Kwok and Kelly.
Walking through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping down the...
All right, so we talked about how the bubble needed to work out a certain way, right? Boy, what a day. We got basketball all over the place. Well, give me some of this in my veins. How about Houston is beating the living crap out of UConn? Formerly proud UConn program, 73-34.
Just call the game.
It's 34-9 in the second half. Houston's up by 40 against UConn. Previously disgraced Kelvin Sampson about to get his 30th win at UConn. Or at Houston, sorry.
Is Hakeem Olajuwon playing? It sounds like it.
I mean, it does feel like five slamma jam out there.
Five slamma jamma. That's what I was trying to think of, yeah.
8.5 to go in a game. VCU is down 3 to Rhode Island, 61-58. Again, VCU has a pretty good at-large resume. In fact, let me look at this real quick and see what Lenardi's got for VCU. I think VCU is solidly in like a 9 seed right now.
They're wreaking havoc.
A 9 or a 10 seed. If they were to lose, they probably still get in, and that's a bid thief. Old Rhodey, tough out. Yeah, VCU right now in Lenardi's bracket is an 8 seed. So you would think just by losing in their conference tournament to a team in Rhode Island that is not the worst team in the world. I mean, you're not losing a 250 in the net or anything like that. You would think that VCU is going to get in regardless. So, Tiger fans, you're looking for a comeback right now.
Let's go.
I mean, it feels. I mean, I'm looking right now.
VCU, that's weird.
Right. Iman Brennan says basically barring an upset of either Rhode Island or LaSalle, it's hard to imagine how VCU won't dance. Even with that, they basically say they're looking more and more like a surefire NCAA tournament team. They're 31 in the net rating right now.
Okay.
With their 25-6 and 16-2 in that league. They're probably in right now. Yeah. Anyway, so that's a three-point game. Ohio State and Michigan State tied at 40. Well, I think there's still a chance Ohio State misses if they lose, but if they win, they're definitely in. With wins over Indiana in a knockout game and then Michigan State. LSU's up 10 on Florida at the half, 35-25.
See what happens when you play your players? You win games.
Well, let's see.
Well, what's his stat line?
What's old boy doing? What's old boy doing? They brought him off the bench. He's got 6 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists.
Start if you're gonna play him, just start him. Don't make him come off bench like you're. You know,
he hasn't played in a little bit. He hasn't played in a little while. You got to ease him back in.
Is that okay?
Let's go to Nick and Anderson, who's up with us next. 654 roars the number on Northern Communication phone lines. What's up, Nick?
Not much. You know, I mean, that Syracuse player is just playing tribute to Grayson Allen last night. I think he was trying to get a transfer to Duke next year also.
They have really lost that tripping element from their floor game. I will say, that's been a gaping hole this year.
Also, are they going to replace you, you and Kelly, for the women's basketball during the NCAAs, are they, with someone else?
No, we'll be traveling with the team when they get selected. Right now, I actually just looked at it during that last break. Clemson's projected a 9 seed in Waco, Texas, with Baylor. So, if that's the case, then we'll be out there sometime next week. It'll be fun.
Well, that's great. And also, I hope Clemson can sweep Notre Dame this week, and they also play Boston College next week, right?
That's correct. It's Notre Dame at home, and then Boston College on the road the next 2 weekends.
So hopefully we'll see those 2 series and just be 9 games up in the ACC rankings and everything and be a heck of a lot better than we were, again, when coming out of the South Carolina series.
Oh, look, I agree. This is a great opportunity. To me, you're at least your two most manageable. And Nick, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
Right.
At least your two most manageable series in the ACC are the next 2 weekends.
Well, and technically three with Virginia Tech after that.
And then you got Virginia. That's right. So you're three most manageable.
Let's just go sweep three. You know, we've swept North Carolina, so we'll sweep 4 series in a row. You know, just normal things over at Doug Kingsmore Stadium.
We don't have Vegas odds on college baseball,
which is a shame. If you can put odds on, I heard Mickey and Zach talking the other day about things involving the engagement of Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez. Then why can we not have odds on college baseball?
I mean, look, you can find scores, projected scores for games and things like that.
Right.
When's the next time Clemson is going to be, perhaps, even in a weekend series, not favored?
Would it be NC State?
You got 3 games against Notre Dame. You play College of Charleston, 1 in Clemson, 1 in Columbia. In Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Then you got 3 at Boston College. You play at Charlotte. 3 at Virginia Tech. Georgia at home on April 2nd. And then you get Louisville for 3. That week, maybe if you split that, I would say split at minimum. By that point. Twelve wins before you get to Georgia. So, like, if you win the next 12, which is, I mean, largely, it's unlikely to win the next 12 games, but you're looking at 25-3. Let's say you drop a couple in there. You're looking at 23-5.
Right.
When you get into a more difficult portion of the schedule.
So you've given yourself some wiggle room there.
Yeah, you give yourself some mulligans in there. That's good.
I like it. I like the way this season is shaping up for the Tigers. They're looking good.
Texter says, as a Clemson basketball fan, who am I rooting for today? We're going to go through that in just a second. Mo in North Carolina is up with us next. 654 Roars, and I'm going to join on the Northern Communication phone lines. What's up, Mo?
Good afternoon. Hey, I just want to talk about Clemson basketball. I heard your show first hour yesterday. It was very interesting. The dry spell stuff is the thing that I just can't quite get over. You know, they go 4, 6, 8, 10 minutes without scoring. And I've watched it for 9 years, and you see four guys lined up around the standing around the three-point line jacking up threes at the end of the shot clock. You never see anybody maybe invert the offense, get, say, read down low on a guard. You never see any screens. You never see any cutters. You never see anybody go to the basket, go to the boards. That's the best thing to do when you're in a dry spell, get on the offensive glass. But also, we never amp up our defense and get more aggressive and hope to get some points off our defense. You know, we just stand on the sideline with our arms crossed. Let me get your comments on that.
Sure, Mo. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, sir. I mean, I get that. I get that sentiment. That it seems like, and it did seem like for 10 minutes, that there was a lot of the same stuff going on, that you had a lot of swing the ball back. But now, there was somebody on text line yesterday who said they're running a middle school offense. And I would say that's the opposite. They are very complex in what they do. And Brad Brownell is not simple in any way, shape, or form.
No, he's not.
You know, I know the amount that they put into preparation. I know the stuff they draw up in the huddle. Like, it's not easy. They're not just letting guys go out there and play. Now, I will say this. I mean, he said a number of times that we got in the huddle and talked about what shots we wanted to take and weren't taking them. And it's hard to know where to fall on the lineup. Like, it's easy for us to say, yeah, well, you know, if you take that shot, you got to bench him. Which, I mean, that's where I go. Well, you know, we just said in the huddle, go bench him. Yeah, but then who are you going to put in with 10 minutes left if you need a basket? We got to take Marquise Reed out because he took the shot you told him not to take right there. You going to make him sit right here in an ACC tournament game? You going to take your best player
make
off the floor?
Think about what he's done.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's easier said than done if you're talking about that. I understand the frustration yesterday, but I've said this before, and I know Walt's talked about it, I know Kelly's talked about it, and Brad and Ben. I feel like pretty much everybody on the station has talked about this, about the transformation of the program really since they got back from Greenville, and even a little bit when they were in Greenville, that it's not a slowdown, clunky, you know, gouge your eyes out, win games 51-48. That's not what they do anymore. I feel like they're, because, I mean, Mo, look, I agree with you on this game. I thought a lot of what they did was would make you want to rip your hair out offensively for that 10-minute stretch where they missed 14 straight shots. However, I don't think lumping that with what they did in Brownell's years 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't think that's fair, and I don't think that's accurate.
You can
be upset about the totality of a 9 years. I'm not going to tell you, you know. You're going to believe what you want
to
believe.
To each his own, yeah. Feel how you want to feel.
But this offense is not those offenses.
No.
This is not the best offensive team that Brownells had, but it's far from the worst. And it's not the same.
I mean, you have to say last year was, right?
Last year was the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have Cabe DeVoe hitting them from the parking lot.
If you look at Brad Brownell's tenure, I'm just looking at KenPom right now because I got it pulled up. Including the first year, here's how they ranked offensively, which I've said that this team reminds me a lot of his first team that played in the first four. Mm-hmm. And this team is either going to be first four or maybe one seed in the NIT. So it's very similar. 71st on offense, according to KenPom. The next team was 124. The next team was 198. The next team was 136. The next team was 169. Then they went to Greenville. That team was 45. The next was 35. The next was 44. This one's 92. They're also 10th on defense, which is why they reminds me of the first team that was a lot better on defense than it was on offense. I mean, honestly, it's just not that simple. It's not that simple. Honestly, you might give some credit to NC State in there. I feel like there wasn't a whole lot of that going on. I said in the first half, I didn't think NC State played hard.
No,
I didn't think they were playing hard. I didn't think they brought it to the ball game. I felt Clemson was able to out-effort NC State because they didn't play hard. And in the second half, NC State played hard. So I guess you got to give them credit for that. That the reason it looked more difficult in the second half is because NC State played harder.
NC State acted like they cared in the second half.
I don't think they played harder than Clemson did. I just think they played harder than they did in the first half.
Yeah, that's I couldn't agree with that more.
We'll talk about this more. We'll tell you who to root for in hour three. This hour brought to you by our friends at Henry Conda Easily. Go by and see them. HenryConnaSC.com is the website, too. If you want to look at the great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, if you want to look at all the great opportunities to go get your car service, I am coming up on a service check. There's only one place I'm going. That's Henry Conda and Easily. They're award-winning there. Honda President's Award winner. They won it again for their outstanding excellence on the sales and the service side. Their sales team wants to give you a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. They also, that Hendrick name means business. The location is incredible. Just a few minutes from wherever you are in the upstate. Go by and see them. Get yourself a Honda today. I speak very highly of Honda because I've driven one for years. I know what that is. You know what that is, John. HendrickConnaSC.com. HendrickConnaSC.com. Hour two's in the books. Hour three, more hoops next.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP.